各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢神的看顾，我们又平安过了一个星期。
Thank God for His guidance and His watch that we have smoothly passed another week.
现在是周五的晚上，要进入安息所以愿主耶稣基督的平安真的与我们同在。
This is the Friday evening. We're entering into the Sabbath. May the peace of Lord Jesus be with us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名要跟大家来查考神是我的力量。诗歌与拯救。
So now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I want to share the sermon tonight. The Lord is my strength, song, and salvation.
我们请看以赛亚书第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 12.
以赛亚书十二章。
Isaiah 12.
请看第二节。
Isaiah 12 verse 2.
十二章第二节说：“看哪，神是我的拯救，我要倚靠他，并不惧怕，因为主神是我的力量，是我的诗歌。”他也成了我的拯救。
Verse 2, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation.
第三节说，所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
Verse 3 says, Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
第二节这一个描述，主是我的力量，诗歌和拯救。在出埃及记第十五章以及在诗篇118篇都出现过。
This latter half of verse 2, the Lord is my strength and song and salvation, has also appeared in Exodus 15 and in the book of Psalms.
在诗篇118篇的14节都讲同样的话。
Psalm 118 verse 14 describes the same thing.
所以那这样一个描述，主神是我们的力量，我们的诗歌，我们的拯救，这就变成说，今天我们靠神的人，我们真的可以不用害怕。
This description, the Lord is my strength and song and salvation, tells us that today we as believers in God have nothing to be afraid of.
也就是说，我们可以靠着神变得很有胆量。
Meaning that with God we can have great courage.
我们也可以变得很喜乐。
And we can become a person with great joy.
我们真的最后也是很有盼望。
And in the end we will have a great hope.
在以赛亚书第十二章，因为它只有六节，它很简单的讲了两个信息。
The book of Isaiah chapter 12 only has six verses and it talks about two main messages.
就是从到那日，用到那日你就可以分成两段。
And it starts by saying in that day, you can divide that into two sections.
所以第一节到第三节他在讲我们个人领受神的救恩之后，我们会对神发出这样的一个颂赞的诗歌。
Verses 1 through 3 describes how when a person experiences God, they will praise Him with these kinds of songs.
然后第四节开始到第六节，你们要说，这变成是全体百姓蒙救赎之后共同的颂赞。
And in from the latter half of chapter 12, it says, "In that day you will say," meaning that once we have received the salvation, everyone shall exalt Him.
那最后大家都会来歌颂神的作为。
And in the end, everyone will praise and exalt God's works.
然后要求告神的名。
And they will call upon His name.
大家都会认为说我们的神是至大的神。
And everyone will know how great is the Holy One of Israel.
那一方面第十二章也是以赛亚书第一章到第十二章这一大段的结论。
In one aspect, this chapter is also a conclusion from Isaiah 1 to 12.
也就是说，因为从第十二章结束以后，第十三章开始，就是论到各列邦的议员了。
Because in at the end of chapter 12, beginning of chapter 13, starts talking about prophecies against the other nations.
我们过去这星期在读圣经呢，从十五章开始到今天的第二十章呢，应该都是在讲列邦的事。
This past week, our Bible reading has been focused on Isaiah 15, to 19 or so, and it's been talking about the other nations.
你看，我们今天如果在读二十章，应该是论到埃及跟古时的预言。
So today, if we were to study Isaiah 20, it's talking about the story of Egypt and Ethiopia.
然后第十九章专门在论埃及。
And 19 focuses on Egypt.
那从前面开，然后到一直往前推到十八章、十七章，你会看到它论到有关于古时，有关于腓力士。摩押。
If we continue going backwards, we see it touches upon Ethiopia, Philistines, and Moab.
一开始十三章论到巴比伦。
And beginning of chapter 13 talks about Babylon.
从第十三章开始到一直到第二十三章呢，你如果仔细看，会有提到神给先知的十个默示。
And from chapter 13 and the beginning, you can if you read it closely, you'll notice the ten burdens given upon the prophets.
那这十个默示都是跟其他的。跟以色列的国度有关系的。
And these burdens have to do with the kingdom of Israel.
那就是变成以赛亚书的另外一个主要段落。
And so this also serves as another part or another aspect of the book of Isaiah.
那第十二章呢？它基本上是从第十一章开始到从一章到第十一章的一个结论，到第十二章就是变成一个段落。
And chapter 12 serves as a conclusion for chapters 1 through 12.
那以赛亚书，你如果从第一章一读到第六章，你就看到。这里先是提出了一个信息。
If you read Isaiah from chapter 1 through 6, you'll notice that the prophet gives a message.
他论到神的审判。
He talks about God's judgment.
神将来的国度会是怎么样的荣耀。
And how glorious the kingdom of God will be in the future.
那神对他百姓的救赎以及他的计划。
As well as God's plan of salvation for his people.
那最后基督这个受膏者会出现。
And in the end, the anointed one, Lord Jesus Christ, will appear.
然后从第七章开始，就是看都论到这个以马内利这个预言。
And from Isaiah 7, he starts talking about the prophecy regarding Emmanuel.
那这个就是真正神与人同在。耶稣基督要来建立这个属灵的国度。
And this is where God truly comes to dwell amongst men and begin to establish his kingdom.
信靠这位受膏者的这位独一真神的人会要享受公义平安以及救恩。
And those who believe in the anointed one will receive peace, righteousness, and salvation.
那在第十二章他结论就是说那个这个神的救恩呢、啊就像一股源源不绝的这个泉源，让每一个愿意得到的人都可以很欢喜的取水，然后得到饱足。
In chapter 12, it describes God's as this well of salvation that anyone can draw from the water with joy.
那我们查考过第十一章啊，十一章他在讲预言在将来神的安息的所在，就是他荣耀的真教会。将来会怎么样的兴旺起来
？And in chapter 11, it talks about God's glorious church and how it shall prosper in the future.
那所以在第十一章从第十节开始呢，一直到第十二章这整个段落，你会看到有四个在那日会怎样发生什么事
？So from chapter 11, verse 10 until chapter 12, we notice that he talks a lot. He writes a lot about in that day these things will come to pass.
好，那第十一章的第十节说，在那日就是这个神的国度，主耶稣。来了以后呢，他会让这个外邦人得到安息。他外邦人会来寻求他。
In chapter 11, verse 10, it says, "In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, and the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious."
所以，外邦非犹太民族要来寻求耶稣基督。
So Gentiles shall come to seek Lord Jesus.
然后第十章十一章的十一节，在那个时候主耶稣再来以后，他那个。剩余的百姓，以色列选民，余数剩余的要全部归回。
And in chapter 11, verse 11, he says, "It shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of his people shall return and be recovered."
第十二节说，神要从各方啊，地的四方聚集分散的犹大人，就是神的选民。
Verse 12, God will assemble the outcasts of Israel gathered together.
十二章的第一节，被拯救的每一个。个体都会向神称谢，会来颂赞神。
And in chapter 12, verse 1, it says that all those who are assembled will gather together and will praise God.
然后第四到十二章的第四节是全体百姓蒙拯救人全部都要发出这样的欢呼歌颂。
In chapter 12, verse 4, talks about all the people will call upon His name and praise Him.
第六节说西安的居民啊，应当扬声欢呼。
And in verse 6, it says that inhabitants of Zion shall cry out and shout.
这个就是共同的，最后众人都会这样子认识神，这个认识神的这个知识要充满遍地。
And so all in the end, everyone in the world will come to know God.
那为什么？但为什么众人或者是个体都可以这样子称颂神呢？
And so how come the multitude of people will come to to know God and to praise Him.
因为第十二章的第一节说，神的怒气已经止息了，转消了。
Chapter 12, verse 1, it says God's anger is turned away.
也就是说，神虽然会发怒，因为那百姓不认识他，不是他的作为，神会发怒。
Meaning that although God angers because his people do not obey him.
但是神发怒并不是神不公义。
But God is angry not because he is unrighteous.
反而是因为神有怜悯，他不希望属他的百姓远离他。
But rather because he has mercy, and he does not want his people, to depart from him.
所以他的怒气只是暂时的而已。
And so his anger is only but for a short while.
第十二章第一节最后那一句话，他说他又安慰了我。
And verse, the latter part of verse 1 in chapter 12 says, and he comforted me.
所以神发怒之后，他会安慰。
And so although the God angers, he also comforts.
这是为什么，你看，如果体验到神的作为，都会跟神欢呼。
And so this is why those people who are able to experience God in his works will come to praise him.
那是神的这个救恩很奇妙，就是他会成为我们的力量，成为我们的诗歌。
God's salvation is mysterious in that it can become our strength, our song, and our salvation.
那这样的一个救恩的功效是凡是愿意的人都可以来的，都可以得到的。
The effect of this salvation is given to anyone who wishes to come receive it.
所以他说，你们必要从这个救恩的泉源欢然取。所以你取水的时候，一定是欢欢喜喜的。
And so, therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
那这个水是活水。
And that water is a living water.
这个就是神的救恩是很丰盛的，他给我们丰盛的生命。
This describes God's salvation as full of life and vitality.
然后最后，你看所有的第四节以后，这个全体百姓他们一起来歌颂神。
And in verse 4, we see that the entire multitude of peoples will gather together to praise his and call upon his name.
众人最后都会发现说，神是万福的根源。
And they will come to know that he is the source of all blessings.
每一个人都有份，如果愿意都可以来。
Everyone has a part as long as they are willing to receive it.
那第四节那里他就提到说，那个我们应该要怎么样来称颂神，众人一起的时候怎么样称颂神的。
Verse 4 also teaches us on how we can come to praise God at, gathered together.
我们如果注意看他里面所描述的那个动词。
If we pay attention to the verbs that are used in this verse.
第四节说，在那日你们要说，当称谢主，求告他的名。
In verse 4 says, in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name.
所以这里提到说，要称谢，要求告。
Here it says we need to call upon and to praise him.
然后接下来说要将他所行的传扬在万民当中。
And declare his deeds among the people.
所以要传扬神的作为。
So we need to declare his deeds.
然后要提说他的名以被尊崇。
And make mention that his name is exalted.
所以我们要提说神的名，就是我们要强调神的名。已经被众人尊崇，已经带来很大的力量影响。
And so we need to make mention of his name, so that his name is exalted, and so it can bring a great influence to others.
然后第五节说，你们要向神唱歌。
And verse 5 it says, sing to the Lord.
所以我们要用我们的嘴巴来歌颂神。
So we use our mouth to praise God.
是因为他所行的甚是美好。
For he has done excellent things.
所以你看，当我们一个人会跟神歌颂的时候，表示我们对神真的是有信心，我们愿意大声的赞美他。
When a person begins to sing and to praise God, you know that they have full confidence and faith in God in order to do that.
所以我们一个人在唱诗歌，我们的那个心情，我们的歌声会反映出我们对神的信心。
And so, many times, oftentimes, the way we sing and sing to God often reflects our own faith towards God.
你看一个教会，如果是众人有信心，你在听唱歌、唱诗歌的时候，那感受是不一样的。
If you notice a church with a great faith in God, the way they sing will be very different.
哦，如果我们每一个人在对神的作为上面都有体验，感受到神真的是很爱我们，在我们当中。我们祷告跟我们的诗颂都不一样。
And if all of us have experienced God and His great works in our lives, then the way we pray, the way we sing hymns will be very different.
所以一个人如果信心失落之后，他就不想唱诗了。
And so when a person has lost their faith, they lose the desire to sing hymns.
那如果一个人的心被魔鬼占据，他就不想连开口都不想开口。
And if a person's heart is occupied by Satan, then they would not even wish to open their mouth to do anything.
那当我们不愿意唱歌的同时，我们也不会祷告。
And so when we lose the heart to sing, we also lose the heart to pray.
因为我们祷告的时候都在赞美神，因为哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣嘛。
Because when we pray, we're essentially praising God.
那祷告的时候是跟主耶稣用我们该跟他沟通，但是我们在唱诗的时候，我们是用我们的歌声从心里面在赞美他。这个就是说，我们向神要唱歌。
And so when we pray, we're communicating with God, and when we sing hymns to Him, we're praising Him aloud.
然后他说，但愿这个事普传天下。
And so in verse 4 it says, make mention that his name is exalted.
所以当我们唱歌的时候，我们在述说神的作为。
So when we sing, we are actually describing of God's works and his deeds.
你看从用心里面唱出来的诗歌就很感人。
And the lyrics that come from within the bottom of our hearts will move others.
然后 第六节说，锡安的居民应当扬声欢呼。
Verse 6 it says, cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion.
那因为他说你们中间的以色列圣者乃为至大。
For great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst.
所以他这里现在我们众人一起在赞美神的时候，你看要有这些基本动作。
So in order for all of us to gather to praise God, we have to have these kinds of basic actions.
我们在教会的时候，我们要赞美神。
In church, we need to praise God.
我们用借诗歌在我们用我们的歌声本身来赞美神的作为啊。
And through hymns, we praise God in His mighty works.
然后我们求告神，就是我们的祷告。
And we call upon God in our prayers.
然后我们会传扬，我们会提说神的作为，就是我们会出去跟人家分享有关于神的恩典。
And we will declare His deeds and make mention that His name is exalted among the people.
然后众人就会扬声欢呼，在教会里面会充满喜乐。
And so people will exalt his name and be joyful. There will be great joy in the church.
哦，那所以他在这里面，你如果注意看第四节哈，第四节第六节，他那个重点，他要歌颂神的重点在哪里
？And so in verses 4 through 6, there is a main point in this praising of the Lord.
第四节那里说要求告神的名。
Verse 4 it says, "Call upon his name."
而且是神的名已经被尊崇了啊。
And it is his name that has been called upon and praised.
哦，所以神的名被尊崇，意思是说我们弟兄姐妹真的感受到神的救恩跟神的作为，我们有很多感谢的话。
Meaning that the brothers and sisters believers truly have felt God's works and His salvation, that they're able to call upon Him from the bottom of their hearts.
然后他所行的甚是美好，就是神的作为真是美好。
And that everything that He does, the Lord does, is good.
哦，所以这个就是我们见证的分享。
And so this declaring his deeds is also a way for us to testify about God to others.
然后最后就是主的名哦，我们的所敬拜的神乃是至大的，他就是独一的真神，他就是真的是没有跟他比，可以跟他比的。
And the last part is make mention that his name is exalted, meaning he is the one and only, and nothing is comparable to him.
哦，所以这一篇里面他在讲这个救恩的歌啊，我们有时候常常唱。
And so this
常常读啊,
the songs that they talk about here, we must often recite and read over.
那其实如果以赛亚书第12章这一篇呢、啊，用诗歌的题材写出来的。
And Isaiah chapter 12 here was written in the form of a hymn.
那所以其实是可以用唱的。
And so you can actually sing these verses.
那所以我们今天在看，他说作者他。这个就是先知他本身有一个很大的体验，他说神就是我的力量。
And the author of this chapter has a personal experience that the Lord is his strength.
那是他说，因为我倚靠神，我不害怕。
For because he relies upon the Lord, he has nothing to be afraid of.
现在一个人如果是倚靠神，他就有力量。
Today, if a person can rely on God, then he has gained strength.
我们今天如果靠自己，我们没有力。
Today, if we rely upon ourselves, we are still powerless.
因为我们有太多意想不到的。我们说不知道会发生什么事，我们很多的假设说，啊，万一怎么样会怎么样
？Because in our lives there's too many assumptions of what may happen, and there's nothing that we can really control.
但是在以赛亚书里面，他一直强调神是力量的源头。
But in Isaiah chapter 12, it emphasizes that God is the source of our strength.
我们现在来看一节经节，看以赛亚书45篇，45章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 45.
45章的。24节
Isaiah 45 verse 24
45章的24节
Isaiah 45 verse 24
人论我说公义能力唯独在乎神人都必归向他凡向他发怒的必致蒙羞
And he shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, and all shall be ashamed who are incensed against him.
公义跟能力是在乎神，是从神来的。
The righteousness and strength come from God.
我们再看另外一节经节，看49章。
Let's also read Isaiah 49.
49章，我们看第五节。
Isaiah 49 verse 5.
第五节说，主从我出胎啊，造就我做他的仆人，要使雅各归向他，使以色列到他那里聚集。原来神看我为尊贵。我的神也成为我的力量。
And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him? For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength.
第49章这一段信息在预言主耶稣基督。
The message here in chapter 49 is prophesying about the Lord Jesus.
他也谈到要怎么样做一个神的仆人。
It also talks about how to become a servant of God.
因为主耶稣基督他来到人间成为神的仆人。
For Lord Jesus came onto earth as a servant to all.
那每一个神的仆人最终都会有一个体验。
And a servant of God will always have this experience.
最后他就说，原来神看我为尊贵的。
And that in the end, God I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord.
然后我的神成为我的力量。
And my God shall be my strength.
所以说我们作为神的仆人，我们在服侍神的时候，最后我们都会体验神是我们的力量。
And so as a servant of God who works for God, in the end we will experience God as our own strength.
我们在服侍是靠神服侍的。
When we serve, we rely upon God.
我们不是靠我们自己的智慧，我们自己的能力。
We don't rely upon our own wisdom or our own strength.
那所以神是我的力量。那先知啊，以赛亚先知他怎么样体会到说神是我的力量呢
？So how did Prophet Isaiah experience God as his strength？
我们如果看我们在读第六章的时候，我们就发现他的力量来源来自于他知道本身自己是一个罪人。
And if we look at chapter 6, we find that he realized the source of his strength came from the realization that he was a sinner.
哇，他看到神的荣耀以后啊，他就发现说他自己本身是不洁净的。
He saw the glory of God and realized how unclean he was.
然后他也发现他住在不洁净的民当中。
He also realized the place that he was living in was unclean.
所以这个百姓在他周围的都是讲一些亵渎神的话的人。
So all the people that were near him, all spoke words that blasphemed God.
所以，他就在跟神承认，神就用那个炭火来洁净他的嘴。
And so he confessed to God, and God used a burning coal to put on his tongue.
然后我就跟他说，你的罪已经洁净了。
And he says that your sins have been cleansed.
当他的罪被洁净以后，他就得到力量。
So once his sins have been cleansed, he gained strength.
因为神的话就给他了。
Because God's words were imparted to him.
所以你看，先知他就可以用神的话语，来让很多百姓心里面想到他自己本身的过错。
And then this prophet was able to use the words of God to evangelize to others and explain to them about his own sins in the past.
神的话，神的真理成为力量来源了。
So God's truth and His word becomes the source of our strength.
所以说，神是我们的力量。
So we say the Lord is our strength.
今天我们一定要体验到说，神对我们认为如果靠神的人，我们就是一个有力的人。
And today, if we rely upon God, then we will become that believer that has strength coming from the Lord.
在圣经里面，出埃及记第十五章啊，他在讲以色列百姓过红海之后，他们在红海旁边对神的颂赞。
Exodus chapter 15 describes how after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they praised and exalted God.
他们当时候，你看他们看着这个红海里面这些被淹没的这个埃及大军。
At the time, they turned and looked at all the armies of Egypt being drowned in the sea.
然后他们就发出这样一个欢呼，说神真的是我们的力量。
And they exalted and made the proclamation that indeed the Lord is their strength.
他们本来一点力量都没有办法跟埃及大军对抗的。
They actually had no power to go against the Egyptian army.
可是当神跟他们同在的时候，他们就变得非常非常有力，连就是用一般人间的想法是不可能得胜的。
But with God abiding with them, they had supernatural strength to overcome this great army that no one thought could be possible.
然后所以他们就真的有这个欢呼，说神是我的力量。
And so then they could truly proclaim that the Lord is their strength.
因为这个力量从神来的。
Because that strength truly came from God.
然后神也是我的诗歌。
And the Lord is also my song.
你看这个在出埃及第十五章那里，他讲的那个，在这个摩西的诗啊，就是过红海之后，他们对神唱出来的。
And after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea in Exodus 15, it also talks about Moses, the song of Moses.
所以神是我的诗歌，就是神是我颂赞的对象。
And so the Lord is my song, meaning that the Lord is the object or the other party whom I sing to.
为什么？因为神他是给我们活泼的盼望的。
Because God is the one who gives us the living hope.
神给我们将来有天国的产业。
He gives us the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
神他是给我们属灵的智慧聪明。
And he blesses us with spiritual wisdom and intelligence.
他成为我们在凡事上的帮助，所以我们可以为跟他歌颂。
And he becomes our helper in all things, and that is why we sing to praise him.
所以在新约时代里面，这个旧约圣经一直在提醒我们说，我们一定不要忘记用这个嘴唇的祭来献给神。
So in the New Testament times, we read that it constantly reminds us as believers to not to forget to praise God with our mouths.
那在以赛亚书第一章到第十一章里面，他记载了几个诗歌。
And from
第十一章。
From Isaiah until chapter 11, it records a couple of songs.
你们比如说第五章那里有葡萄园之歌。
For instance, in Isaiah chapter 5, there's a song of the vineyard.
那因为我们之前已经我们可能在查经的时候，我们就有读过前面这几章。我们今天来看另外一个诗歌是记载在第十四章的。
And so we've studied some of these songs during our Bible studies, and today we'll discuss about one in chapter 14.
因为一般这一篇诗歌比较不会被注意到。
And typically this hymn or this psalm is not often gets overlooked.
我们现在看以赛亚书第十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 14.
来谈谈神是我们的诗歌。
Let's talk about God as our song.
这首诗歌是一个人真的被拯救。而我得享安息的时候，对神所唱出来的。
This is a song that came about after a person was delivered from his troubles and put into a place of peace.
现在请看第十四章的第三节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 3.
当神使你脱离愁苦烦恼，病人勉强你做的苦工，得享安息的日子。
It shall come to pass in the day of the Lord.In the day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear in the hard bondage in which you were made to serve.
第四节说，你必提这诗歌论巴比伦王，说欺压人的何竟熄灭，强暴的何竟止息。
And verse 4, that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has seized the golden city seized.
那这个从十四章开始，其实从十三章开始到十四章，这两章内容都在论巴比伦。
From chapters 13 to 14, it talks about Babylon.
那这个巴比伦呢？这个当时候是罪恶的代表。
Babylon at the time represented sin.
在圣经里面，巴比伦一直成为这个类似像撒旦的首都，就是撒旦是以这个地方为中心的。
And oftentimes in the Bible, Babylon was used as a worker or a vessel of Satan.
在第四十一章里面提到说，他是列国的祖母了，就是他的那个以他为从那里生出来的，生出好多好多罪恶了。
And it talks about other wicked nations with Babylon as its source or its where people came from.
巴比伦也称为神手中的金杯啊，在耶利米书第五十一章里面有提到。
Babylon has also been described as a golden cup of the Lord.
是神用来处罚列国的这个那一个工具。
And God uses this vessel in order to punish the other nations.
那就是列国的罪哦，基本上都跟巴比伦有关系。
And all the sins of the other nations oftentimes have to do with Babylon.
就是你看那个就是淫乱啊，罪恶。
And that is sexual immorality.Other sins,
然后骄傲
pride,
然后会追求物质的享受
and pursuing material wealth.
基本上就是在约翰一书第二章十五节十六节那里说的，就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲，这个就是魔鬼的手段。
And the ways of the devil are described in First John, which is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the heart, and the lust of the flesh.
就是今生
the pride of life.
对，那以赛亚书十四章里面呢？第一节到第二节啊，这里是在讲神应许要让百姓 从巴比被掳巴比伦之后归回他们本土。
In chapter 14, verse 1 and 2, it talks about how God was going to deliver the people back who were taken captive.
就是第14章第一节是说神要连续雅各，要再拣选以色列。
Verse 1 starts by saying the Lord will have mercy on Jacob.
所以神要把他们再安置在本地。
And so God will settle them in their own land.
好，那第二节是说外邦人要将他们带回本土来。
In verse 2, it says that the Gentiles, the ones who brought them captive, will bring them back.
然后他说以色列家必在外神的地上得外邦人为仆卑，也要掳掠先前掳掠他们的，辖制先前欺压他们的。
It says, then people will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them for servants and maids in the land of the Lord. They will take them captive, whose captives they were, and rule over their oppressors.
那这里提到有关于神的安慰。
Here it also talks about God's comfort.
其实已经先预言了他们会被掳到外邦巴比伦去。
It was prophesied that the people would be taken captive into Babylon.
但是神要再一次把他们带回来。
But God will bring them back.
而且神要让他们得胜。
And God will allow them to be victorious.
所以第三节开始就是讲神应许百选民得胜，得胜谁？得胜那个大罪人巴比伦。
And so in verse 3, it talks about the promise of the Lord to give his people a victory over the sinner Babylon.
那他得胜是第三节那里说，是脱离烦恼愁苦，然后勉强做了苦工，就是你现在可以得自由了，得到喜乐了。
And that victory gives them rest from their sorrows, their fears, and hard bondage in which they were made to serve.
啊，最后真的得到安息了。
And in the end, they will truly receive that rest.
所以本来他们没有安息的。
Originally, they did not have that rest.
但是被巴比伦在被这个强暴的国王啊，把他们压制的。
Because they were taken captive and oppressed.
然后，他的神给他们这个胜利啊，这个得胜之后，如果从第四节开始啊。
When God gives them this victory, if we read starting from verse 4.
第四节到第八节啊。
Verse 4 to verse 8.
你就要看到一个现象。
We'll see a phenomenon happen.
这个就是巴比伦，他说这个巴比伦王啊，这个王啊，最后是死了啊，他最后熄灭了，止息了。
And then in the end, the oppressor, king of Babylon, will cease.
然后呢，那众人呢都很高兴欢呼了。
And the peoples will be joyful, and the people will rejoice.
啊，所以这个就是。暴君一死哦，万众腾欢了，大家都很高兴，连那个土地、自然界都很高兴。
And so when the oppressor has ceased, when the oppressor has gone away, the whole earth and all the peoples rejoice.
第五节是说，是神折断这个恶人的杖，压制人的规。
Verse 5 describes the Lord breaking the staff of the wicked and the scepter of rulers.
那这个恶人就是巴比伦王，他是第六节说，在愤怒当中连连攻击众民的，在怒气中辖制列国的。行逼迫无人阻止的。
This wicked one in verse 5 is also the one in verse 6 who struck the people in wrath with a continual stroke, who ruled the nations in anger, persecuted, and no one hinders.
然后第七节是说，现在全地都得安息了，享平静了，人皆发声欢呼。
Verse 7 says, the whole earth is at rest and quiet, they break forth into singing.
然后第八节是说，连松树啊、黎巴嫩的香柏树都因你欢乐说，自从你扑倒，再无人来砍伐我们了。
Verse 8, indeed the cypress trees rejoice over you and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you were cut down, no woodsman has come up against us.
你看当这个巴比伦王被消灭了之后呢，你看众民欢呼，然后连这个自然界也这样子高兴起来。
And we see that once the oppressor has been seized, the people sing and rejoice, and the whole earth breaks forth.
然后从第九节到第十一节呢，
and from verses 9 through 11,
你就看到哦，这个好像在地狱里面哦，这个列王对这个巴比伦王开了一个迎新会了，欢迎他来加入他们的行列当中。
And so this in verse 9 through 11, the Babylonian king is welcomed into hell.
哦，就第九节说，你下到阴间，阴间就因为你的震动。来迎接你了，因你震动来迎接你。
Verse 9 says, Hell from beneath is excited about you to meet you at your coming.
然后又因为你惊动在世成为首领的阴魂，并使那成为列国君王的都离位站起来。
It stirs up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the earth.
然后第十节说，他们都要发言对你说，你也变成软弱像我们一样吗？你也成了我们的样子吗？
And they shall all speak and say to you, Have you become weak as we are, and have you become like us?
十一节说，你的威势和你的琴瑟的声音都下到阴间，你下铺的是从上盖的是举。
And your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you.
那这里在讲这个在第一里面这个众王一同欢呼说啊，嘲笑巴比伦说你跟我们其实也差不了多少。
And here that describes about the kings in the hell, mock the king of Babylon and welcome him into hell.
那最后就是在第一里面的刑罚，你看他里面就是虫是不死的，在第一那个地方。
And following that, it talks about how he is punished how in hell, and that there's worms that never die.
然后从第十二节开始到第二十三节呢，这个就是神一定会消灭巴比伦王。
And from verses 12 to 23, it talks about God promised to destroy Babylon.
那是这里面的从十二节到第十五节呢，在这一个小段呢，在讲这个巴比伦的坠落。
And from verses 12 to 15 talks about the sins of Babylon.
啊，这个那这个坠落呢？其实我们常常在用这一段在提到有关于这个美丽的天使堕落的原因。
Or the fall of Babylon, which is often used to describe the fall of the angel.
那最后就成为撒旦被摔落啊，到了这个地上来，就成为这个撒旦。魔鬼来阻挡神的工作的。
And this fallen angel later became Satan and began to oppose the works of God.
然后从十六节开始到第二十三节呢，你就看到好像众人都一直在观看这个巴比伦悲惨的结局。
From verse 16 to 23, it seems that all the people are gazing upon the destruction of Babylon.
最后是巴比伦王一样，他是坠落阴间。
And in the end, Babylon fell into hell.
你看第十五节说，你然而你必坠落阴间啊，到坑中极深之处。
Verse 15, you shall be brought down to Sheol to the lowest depths of the pit.
然后你现在要落到阴间里面是这个就是一个很大的耻辱临到他的身上。
And so this is a great shame was brought upon them.
哦，因为只有他是被抛弃的，死无葬身之地的。
Because they were the only ones that were forsaken, they have nowhere to bury themselves.
你看第十九节说，唯独你被抛弃，不得入你的坟墓，好像可憎的枝子，以被杀人为衣，就是被刀刺透，坠落坑中石头那里的，你又像被践踏的尸首一样。
Verse 19 describes it, but you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword, who go down to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trodden underfoot.
然后第二十二节在讲到，连他的子孙呢都是被剪除的。
And verse 22 describes how their descendants are also cut off.
哦，万军神说哈，我必兴起攻击他们，将巴比伦的名号和所剩余的人，连子带孙一并剪除。这是神说的。
For I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and offspring and posterity, says the Lord.
那这里就是讲这个就是用巴比伦的堕落。来描述这个罪恶，最后一定会在神面前屈服的。
And using the fall of Babylon, God describes how sin will eventually also be destroyed.
那你看，我们今天在看这一段描述的时候，我们就不是在看历史，说这个巴比伦当时是怎么样堕落的而已。
So today, when we're reading through this description, we're not only learning about the history of how Babylon fell.
我们看到的是这个罪恶怎么样。瑕疵人，那最后神怎么样得胜罪恶
？But rather, we also find out how sin bounds people, and how in the end people are able to break away from sin.
因为这个巴比伦就成为背叛神的中心呢。
Because Babylon can symbolize the capital of opposing or rebelling against God.
巴比伦就是巴别的这个从巴比来的，就是巴别的另外一个称呼。
And so,
巴别就是巴别塔的巴别。
So Babylon also came from Babel, which were the people, you know, the Tower of Babel.
那这个巴别其实就是这个邻路的子孙呢。我们现在看一下这一节经，看创世纪第十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 10.
创世纪第十章。
Genesis 10.
第八节
chapter 10 verse 8,
这里说古时生灵路，他为世上英雄之首。
It says Cush begot Nimrod, he began to be a mighty one on the earth.
好，然后第十节说他的国的 起头就是巴别、以利亚甲、亚尼，都是在示拿地。
In the beginning of his kingdom, verse 10, in the beginning of the kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar.
第十一节说，他从那地出来，往亚述去，建造尼尼微、利和伯、加拉。
Verse 11, from that land he went to Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth, Ir, Kala.
你就看到说这里，他这个巴别就是巴比伦啊。
So here Babel is also Babylon.
你就看到亚述哈，都在创世纪的时候就被描述出来的。
And we see that Babylon and Assyria were already mentioned in the book of Genesis.
所以其实这个就是后来成为背叛神的这个中心。
So these were all the cities or the capitals that rebelled against God.
也成为这个偶像的发源地。
It also became the origin of where idol worshiping
began. 所以有人说巴比伦就是那个魔鬼国度的首都。
And so many people consider Babylon as the capital of the devil's kingdom.
在启示录里面把它描述成为这个迷惑人的大淫妇。
Revelation describes it as the woman.The sinful woman who confused, who causes confusion and disruption.
那所以现在神如果帮助我们拯救了我们，给我们救恩了。
So today, if God has saved us,
那这样子呢？哦，我们如果能够从这个罪恶当中被拯救出来以后
，then we're able to be saved from sin.
那我们一定会像这一第十四章里面所描述的，会这样子来欢呼。来颂赞神，写出这样的一个诗歌来。
Then we will also be like what is described there in chapter 14. We will also praise God using those kind of that kind of song.
就是说，这个罪恶的权势，其实在神看来，靠着神，我们一定可以得胜的。
In other words, this by relying upon God, we can be victorious over the dominion of sin.
我们看到这个罪恶本身，你看这个他在描述这个。巴比伦王他怎么样的骄傲了？
And we can see how the scriptures describe the pride of Babylon.
他是怎么样的跟神对敌的？
And how they rebelled and opposed God.
但是最后神是怎么样来消灭他？
And in the end, how God was able to destroy them.
那所以其实这个撒旦魔鬼的权势，用罪的权势来辖制每一个人。
And so the Satan and the devil uses their authority and their dominion to bind the people.
但是当主耶稣基督的救恩来到以后，这个人就被释放。
But when the salvation of the Lord Jesus arrived, people were set free.
那人会看到这整个拯救以后，就发出这样一个赞美的声音。
And after people realize that they're set free, this is the way how they praise the Lord through their songs.
所以我们有个姐妹来见证她这个结婚的过程。
There was a sister that testified the process.Of her marriage.
他当时候实在没有办法想象，他要从台湾到美国结婚，结果就被遣送回去了。
At the time, she thought it was pretty incredible, that she came to America to get married, but then was sent back at the airport.
但当时候真的没办法了解为什么会发生这种事情。
And she couldn't understand why such a thing happened.
但是现在几年以后，他回头去看他这段过程。
But several years later, after looking back,
他在见证神怎样施展他的那个拯救，让他全家因着这件事情而归入主的名下。
She was able to testify that through this incident, many of her family members were able to come under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是神的拯救。
This is the salvation of the Lord.
那最后呢，这个神真的是成为他的力量。
In the end, the Lord truly became her strength.
然后成为他的诗歌。他在见证的时候，真的。众人都一起欢呼。
And became her song when she was testifying. The people who were listening were also felt moved.
那个这个就是回头去看以后，看到神的作为真的很奇妙。
And so when she looks back at God's works, is indeed miraculous.
神用一个人想不到的方式来感动他的父母亲，愿意跟他一起来求告神。
God uses ways that people does not understand.To move her parents to come to trust in God.
然后最后，你看，因着他这个不顺利的这个意外呢，反过来到带领全家，应该是他的全家有三父母亲跟他的哥哥啊，都因为这样来信主。
And so through that particular incident, three people, her parents as well as her brother, came to know and believe in God.
那真的最后。在他的见证里面就听到说，哎呀，神真的是我的拯救。
And in the end of her testimony, I could hear that she was saying that God was her salvation.
那她在回忆这个神的作为的同时，她真的心里面充满喜乐的。
And when she was recalling this great work of God, she was filled with joy in her heart.
那然后她在她的见证当中呢，她就一直在勉励众人啊。当我们应当像这个第十二章第三节所说的。 我们要从这个救恩的泉里面欢然取水。
And in the testimony, she continued to encourage the listeners, just as Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3 says that we shall draw water from the wells of salvation with joy.
有时候在取水的时候，似乎是哦，好像很辛苦啊。
Drawing water may seem like a very laborious task.
但其实真的是带来喜乐，他这个生命的泉源呢，就是呢流到他们的心家庭来了。
But this well of salvation truly flowed into her family.
所以我们在读以赛亚书的时候呢，我们可以看到，其实我们今天如果有神可以依靠呢，我们可以得胜魔鬼的很多的阻挡。
So from this chapter in Isaiah, we can see that as long as we have God on our side, we can overcome many of the opposition from Satan.
13章、14章在讲这个巴比伦，他要用罪恶来引诱人。
Chapter 13 and 14 talks about Babylon using sin to entice people.
那第十六、十五章开始到十六章，他讲这个摩押，他是何等的骄傲。
15 to 16 describes the pride of Moab.
那这个就是魔鬼迷惑人的方法。
And this is part of how the devil confuses people.
然后到从十九章以后，埃及，然后一直到这个当时候的，又讲到巴比伦，讲到。 这个以东哦，他讲到这个人心想要享乐，趋向世界的这个诱惑。
19:20 and on talks about Egypt, Babylon, as well as Edom, and it really describes how people are pursuing after and being enticed into the world.
我们今天如果靠着神，我们都可以得胜。
Today, if we rely upon God, we can be victorious.
最后，我们都会。 发现说，哎，神的拯救是要让我们得到自由，我们可以不受这些世界的影响。
And we'll find that in the end, God's salvation gives us true freedom and true liberty that we aren't affected by the things that are happening in the world around us.
我们最后也都可以像第十二章这里所提到的，神是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也是我的拯救。
In the end, we can experience just as it is written in Isaiah 12 that the Lord is my strength. My song and my salvation.
愿主耶稣带领我们，每个人都能够像神有这样的体验。May
the Lord continue to guide us so that we can all experience this.
让我们都能够从这个生命的活水里面得到满足。So
that we can be satisfied in this living water.
我们来唱诗480首。
Let's rise and sing hymn 480.